Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Soybean fields are opening up after harvest, and cows may be moving on to them to get off of pasture when other forage options are unavailable. Soybean residues or stubble can occasionally be baled and used in rations as well. However, before we use it, we need to set expectations. Is soybean residue a quality forage? Soybeans themselves are very high in protein and fat. They're about 40% crude protein and about 20% fat, which is why soybean residue can be perceived as a great feed. With such high fat content, too many beans can cause issues, however, with the rumen, so any spilled piles should be cleaned up before animals are sent out to graze. The soybean residue itself, however, is a much different feed composition. The empty pods and stems contain only about 4 to 6% crude protein, and TDN levels are only at 35 to 45%. The leaves are slightly higher in protein at 12%, but break down quickly after plants reach maturity and harvest has taken place. These feed values will not begin to support the nutritional requirements of a dry cow, even if there is some grain left in the field. So while soybean residue can be grazed and can be used to move animals off of an overused pasture, supplemental feed is required. When baled, soybean residue can be worked into a ration as a roughage source if other sources are less available. Just like with grazing, baled soybean residues do not even come close to providing feed value of corn stalk bales. Producers should also consider if removing litter from an already lightly covered bean field is worth the effort. Soybean residues may not be the quality that we often think. Residue alone will not even meet a dry cow's nutrient requirements, so supplementation will be needed. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.